Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterville. And now, today's word.
The faithfulness of God is like the concrete bridge. Even when you are weak, you are not brave, you are not courageous, and you step on that bridge, the bridge has faithfulness. So when you get on the bridge, you may be crying for your mama, crying for your papa. But if you stay on that bridge, you may cry. You may go forward a little, come back a little. Go forward a little, come back a little. Roll on the bridge, decide you won't go forward again. But sooner or later, one step at a time, little by little, you will get across the bridge. And that bridge will be faithful to take you to the other side. The other bridge, it's nice. You may have all the capacity, but by the time you take your first step on that bridge, your whole strength cannot help you. You will go down. That's what the passage means. If we are faithless, we are not courageous, we are not bold, we are not brave, we don't know too many scriptures. God is there. He is faithful. One day, your faith will match God's faithfulness. But his faithfulness will endure and support you even when you are weak. That is why we don't have faith in ourselves. Our faith is in the faithfulness of God Almighty. Anyone who operates in faith, Christian faith, is not based on self-belief. God's faithfulness is the foundation of our faith. It is that on which our faith stands. Now, I know that we have a lot of appreciation for people who are brave, who are courageous, people who can do things, and we praise them for their courage. And it's good to be courageous. But God's faithfulness does not necessarily require you to be brave. Because sometimes people think bravery is faith, or courage is faith, or boldness is faith, or I strong is faith. That's not faith. Faith is not based on you, it's not your character. Faith is God's character. So when a person says, I have faith in God, it doesn't mean that they are courageous. It simply means they believe so much in the faithfulness of God that even when they don't have what it takes, they believe God has what it takes and they can walk on his faithfulness and trust in his faithfulness. Our faith has its foundation in God's faithfulness. Not in yourself, not in your ability, not in how long you pray. You know, many times we boast, you know, I've prayed for 3 hours, I've prayed for 12 hours, I've fasted for 40 days. It's good to do all of that, but if that is what your faith is in, you are like the well-muscled person walking on wax. But when we are weak, he is strong. Faith is in God's faithfulness. That is the foundation. Not only is God's faithfulness the foundation of our faith, it is the assurance of our faith. It's the assurance. That person who goes on the strong bridge, who is not strong, who is weak, who is not courageous, who is afraid, they stay in the on the bridge a little, stamp their feet on it a little, stay on it a little, and pretty soon they begin to believe this bridge can carry us. They probably have fear of heights, but pretty soon they have so much confidence in the bridge that they start taking steps. God's faithfulness gives us the assurance. It's not for nothing that most of the people God used in the Bible were people who had self-doubt. You can have all the self-doubt, but never have God doubt. Abraham said, I have nothing. Moses said, I cannot speak. Gideon said, I'm the least of my father's house. Jeremiah said, I'm a child. Amos said, I'm just a shepherd. Peter said, I am not worthy. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. But each one of them was used tremendously by God. Because it's not about who you are and what you have. It is about who he is and what he has. God's faithfulness is our assurance. So even when I don't have it, you know, there are certain times you just know your faith is not working. And if God depended on your faith alone, this thing, it won't be solved. Because you are messing up the case. But he remains faithful. You are weak, he is strong. You don't think you can do it, he can do it. You don't think you have the ability, he has the ability. He said, Lord, I'm giving up. He doesn't give up. So we give up. He doesn't give up. We are down. He doesn't go down. When we are faithless, he remains faithful. It's the assurance. And God's faithfulness is what sustains us in life. And that's why anyone who operates in faith must have faith in God's faithfulness. Not your faithfulness, because all of us change over time. But God is faithful. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. And it says, by faith, everybody say by faith. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age. Why was she able to do that? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. She judged God to be faithful. What does it mean that she judged God? It means she weighed the evidence and arrived at the firm conclusion that God is faithful. You remember when she was told she was going to have a child. Next year, by this time, she started laughing. But the passage says she judged God to be faithful. So beyond the laughter is, she says, me, have a child next year by now? Ha, ha, ha. That is you. Me, possible, me, I can make it, ha, 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 that is you. But she went back and she judged, she calculated God, weighed the evidence of God, and came to the firm conclusion, if that guy promises, then my laughter is insignificant because he is faithful. And Sarah says, I judge God to be faithful. I count God to be faithful. I have calculated that God is faithful. When you calculate that God is faithful, then age cannot fight you. Then your circumstance cannot fight you. Then your physical condition cannot fight you, because it has nothing to do with you any longer. It is the bridge you are walking on. And Sarah judged God to be faithful. We need to arrive at that point in our lives. Very early in my Christian walk, I judge God to be faithful. I judge him to be faithful. It's been one of the foundations of everything I do in life, that God is faithful. Because left to me, Mesa Utabel, I don't have what it takes. Or you may think I do, because I've been walking on this bridge for a very long time. And you can look at me and say, oh, look at the way he walks on the bridge. He must know how to walk. No, I don't know. But I judged this bridge, this God, to be faithful. I judge him. From when I was a teenager, when I lost my parents, that was my only foundation. God is faithful, because I came to this firm conclusion: if I'm ever going to make it in life or amount to anything, I don't have a father, I don't have a mother, we don't have money, I don't have anything else except one thing: the faithfulness of God. And on this faithfulness, I entrust my destiny. And I believe God that he will carry me through. And I started walking with him as a teenager. If he says don't, I don't. Don't be a fool, I won't be a fool. Don't chase girls, I won't chase girls. Because if this is the only bridge you have, you have to, the bridge says, don't chase girls, I won't chase girls. Be honest, I will be honest. Love your enemy, I will love my enemy. Because I have no way, if I fail this, I have no other, there's no plan B. There's no plan B, there's no margin of error. Some of you have plan B in your life. God doesn't make it, my uncle will make it. But you have to come to the point where you judge God to be faithful. And when you come to that point of resolution, nothing will undermine you any longer. People may do things against you. People will rise against you. Powerful people will rise against you. You may go through all things, go through hell, but you judge him to be faithful. And on the basis of God's faithfulness, you secure yourself. And once you are in that place, there's no place you can go. There's nothing you can do. No mountain you cannot climb. No river you cannot cross. No impossibility you cannot deal with. No challenge you cannot do it. No enemy you cannot win over. And those who count God faithful, they speak differently. They see things as God sees them. I am reminded of David. As a young boy, he counted God faithful. Went to a battlefield, saw a giant defying the armies of Israel. And he says, this can't happen. It can't happen on my watch. God is faithful. And he began to see the problem differently. Everybody was running away from the problem. He ran to the problem. Everybody was quiet. He spoke. He said to Goliath, I come to you in the name of the Lord. He didn't say, I come to you in the name of the prophet Samuel. Or I come to you in the name of my father Jesse. Or I come to you in the name of King Saul. Because some of you are coming in your own name, in your father's name, in your pastor's name, in your church's name. But when you have faith in the faithful God, his name is the only one you have. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. There are times we run, but we don't run to man. We run to the Lord, and in him there is safety. Sometimes your heart will beat. You are faithless, but God is faithful. And there are some of you here whose faith is weak, but God is faithful. You don't even think you have what it takes, but God is faithful. You haven't prayed enough about the problem, but God is faithful. You don't know enough scriptures to overcome, but God is faithful. 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 Mountains are moving this morning. God is faithful. God is faithful. Sicknesses are being healed this morning because God is faithful. God is faithful. Cases are being overturned this morning because God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. What was taken away is coming back because God is faithful. God is faithful. Those who rose are coming down because God is faithful. And this morning, the faithful God is the one who speaks to you. Faithful is he who has promised, who also will do it. Faithful is he who said, I am your healer. He also will do it. Faithful is he who said, in blessing I will bless you. He also will do it. Faithful is he who said they will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways, who also will do it. I don't know what it is, but cast yourself on the faithful God. If you cannot walk, just lie on the bridge. You cannot run, just stay on the Lord. Just trust in the Lord because he's a faithful God. Somebody say, God is faithful. Lift up your hands, everybody. Just begin to talk to God. There is a release in this place. The faithful God is keeping his promise. The faithful God, the promise keeper, he's keeping his promise. The faithful God, he cannot deny himself. You will not be the first time God denied himself. Your case will not be the first time that God denied himself. He has been the Ancient of Days, the faithful God. You will not be the first time that God is not God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Every mouth will shut up. In the name of Jesus, dry bones will live again. In the name of Jesus, the sea will open. So, Father, we have judged you to be faithful. That is our own conclusion. After all our assessment, we come to this firm conclusion that you are faithful. That you will not deny yourself even when we are faithless. Because you cannot ungod yourself and you cannot unfaithful yourself. So this morning, you who have promised your people, you who is the promise keeper, be God in the life of your people. Be God in the life of your people. Let there be outbreaks, outbreaks of miracles, signs, and wonders. Outbreaks of miracles, signs, and wonders. Outbreaks of testimonies in the life of your people. They have trusted in you. And you will never fail. And you will not deny yourself. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.